Exhibit quote B, end quote, rate and method of apportionment of special tax, Community Facilities District Number 2016-1, Municipal Services, City of Mill Valley, Marin County, State of California. 1. Definitions. Quote, Act, end quote, means the Mello Ruth Community Facilities Act of 1982, as amended, commencing with Section 53311 of the Government Code of the State of California. Quote, City, end quote, means the City of Mill Valley, California. Quote, CFD 2016-1, end quote, means Community Facilities District Number 2016-1, Municipal Services, City of Mill Valley, Marin County, State of California, end quote. Quote, commercial property, end quote, means any property used for business, commercial, or industrial purposes. Quote, council, end quote, means the City Council of the City of Mill Valley, Marin County, California. Quote, dwelling unit, end quote, means a residential living space containing at least bathroom and kitchen facilities. Quote, fiscal year, end quote, means the period from July 1st of any calendar year through June 30th of the following calendar year. Quote, improved, end quote, means a property for which a certificate of occupancy has been issued. Quote, maximum annual special tax, end quote, means the maximum annual special tax determined in accordance with Section 2 below that may be levied in any fiscal year. It is anticipated that each year the Council will levy the maximum annual special tax authorized. Quote, multiple family residential property, end quote, means a property consisting of two or more dwelling units that share common walls, including but not limited to duplexes, triplexes, townhomes, condominiums, and apartments. Quote, occupied, end quote, means a property that is occupied as a residence or used for commercial purposes for any portion of a fiscal year. Quote, property, end quote, means legal parcels as of March 1st of the previous fiscal year or later if adjustments are made by the County of Marin in its property tax roll after that date, and whether residential or commercial of real property in private ownership within CFD 2016-1. Quote, residential second unit, end quote, means an attached or detached dwelling unit in addition to the primary unit allowed in all residential zoning districts that provides complete independent living facilities for one or more persons. A residential second unit may include a kitchen or cooking area, sleeping area, or sanitation facilities on the same parcel as the primary unit. Quote, resolution, end quote, means the Council's resolution of intention to form Community Facilities District Number 2016-1 and levy a special tax. Quote, single-family residential property, end quote, means property for which a building permit has been issued for purposes of constructing one dwelling unit or for which building permits have been issued for the purposes of constructing one dwelling unit and one residential second unit. Quote, special tax, end quote, means the special tax levied pursuant to Sections 2 and 3 below to fund the special tax requirement and expiring following fiscal year 2026-2027. Quote, special tax requirement, end quote, is an amount to be determined annually by the Council. It shall be 1. The amount necessary to pay for the types of public services and facilities as set forth in Exhibit quote A, end quote, of the resolution, and for the types of incidental expenses as set forth in Exhibit quote B, end quote, of the resolution, and such incidental expenses include the administrative costs and expenses to carry out the authorized purposes of CFD 2016-1, less 2, the amount of any funds available to pay for the types of public services and facilities as set forth in Exhibit quote A, end quote, of the resolution, and for the types of incidental expenses as set forth in Exhibit quote B, end quote, of the resolution. 2. Maximum annual special tax. A. Maximum annual special tax rate. Each fiscal year, commencing with fiscal year 2017-2018, each property shall be subject to the maximum annual special tax as follows. 1. $266 for an occupied dwelling unit of a single-family residential property and $133 for a residential second unit of a single-family residential property. 2. $266 for the first dwelling unit of a multiple family residential property and $133 for each additional dwelling unit of a multiple family residential property, the total to be allocated equally to each unit, provided, however, that if no unit on a multiple family residential property has more than 700 or more square feet, then the rate shall be $133 for each unit. 3. $266 per occupied commercial property containing 2,071 square feet or less. 4. $0.12 per square foot for occupied commercial property containing more than 2,071 square feet. Where a commercial property is occupied by more than one business, commercial, or industrial establishment, the maximum annual special tax is to be allocated pro rata to each establishment on the basis of its square footage. Any property which is occupied for any portion of a fiscal year shall be considered occupied for the entire fiscal year for purposes of determining the maximum annual special tax applicable to that property for that fiscal year. A single-family residential property or a multiple-family residential property that is never improved or occupied during the fiscal year shall be subject to a maximum annual special tax of $66.50 per year. A commercial property which is never improved or occupied during the fiscal year shall be subject to a maximum annual special tax of $66.50 per year. Proof of such vacancy or unimproved status for the specified fiscal year shall be documented on forms provided by the city manager of the City of Mill Valley. Such forms must be submitted in the manner and at the time specified by the city manager. Beginning with fiscal year 2018-2019, the maximum annual special tax rate shall increase in an amount equal to 2% of such maximum annual special tax. B. Exemptions. There are exceptions to this application of the special tax set forth below. Where proof is required, the proof must be submitted by June 1st in order for the exception to apply in the next fiscal year. The exceptions are: 1. Parcels in public ownership which are being used in the performance of a public function shall not be subject to the special tax, provided, however, that where public property is leased for private use, the private leasehold interest shall be subject to the special tax on the unsecured tax roll. 2. Property exempt from regular ad valorem property taxation shall not be subject to the special tax. This exception contemplates, for example, churches, condominium complex, common areas, to the extent the value of such areas is distributed among the condominium units for purposes of ad valorem taxation and welfare exemptions. 3. Property which is not buildable or developable because of some reasonably permanent incapacity shall not be subject to the special tax. This contemplates odd parcels for which historical or other reasons have not been merged into adjacent parcels, but which, because of size or other reasonably permanent disability, do not or cannot comprise a separate building site, provided the owner thereof has supplied proof of these facts satisfactory to the city, such as confirmation from the planning department, and has agreed to notify the city of any change in these facts. If these facts change and notification is not given, the parcel shall be subject to the special tax from and including the year of the change, plus interest, penalties, and costs, as if the special tax had been levied and not paid. And 4. A dwelling unit of a single-family residential property owned and occupied by a resident over 65 years of age and whose income falls at or below the Housing Authority of Marin County's median income scale shall be exempt from the special tax. 3. Method of apportionment. The special taxes shall be levied for each fiscal year by the Council so that the amount of special tax levied equals the special tax requirement. The special tax, as determined by the Council, shall be stated as a percentage of the maximum annual special tax. The special tax on each property shall be that same percentage of its maximum annual special tax. It is intended that the special tax will be levied at the maximum annual special tax amount. The special tax may not be levied beyond the 2026-2027 fiscal year. Should the special tax ever be levied at less than 91% of the maximum annual special tax, then under no circumstances will the special tax levied against any property be increased from year to year as a consequence of delinquency or default by the owner or owners of any other property or properties within CFD 2016-1 by more than 10% per year. The levy may never, under any circumstances, exceed the maximum annual special tax authorized for any property. 4. Collection. The resolution provides that the special tax is to be collected by the County of Marin in the same manner as ordinary ad valorem property taxes are collected and is to be subject to the same penalties and the same procedure, sale, and lien priority in case of delinquency as is provided for ad valorem property taxes. 5. Appeals and interpretation procedure. Any landowner or resident who pays the special tax and who feels that the amount of the special tax levied on his or her property is in error may file an application with the city contesting the levy of the special tax within 90 days of the delinquency date of the questioned installment. If not filed within that time, the objection is forever waived. The city clerk or her or his appointee shall promptly review the application and, if necessary, meet with the applicant. If the findings of the city clerk or the appointee verify that the special tax should be modified or changed, a recommendation to that effect will be made to the council, and, as appropriate, the modified or changed special tax shall be granted. If the city clerk or the appointee denies the application, the taxpayer may appeal that determination within 14 days of the mailing of notification of denial to the council under such procedures as the council shall establish. The determination of the council on the appeal shall be final for all purposes. The filing of an application or an appeal shall not relieve the taxpayer of the obligation to pay the special tax when due. Any claims for refund of a special tax installment, except as otherwise set forth herein, shall be filed in accordance with the procedures set forth in the Mill Valley Municipal Code and applicable state law. Interpretations may be made by resolution of the council for purposes of clarifying any vagueness or ambiguity as it relates to any of the terms or provisions of this exhibit.